Okay, so maybe for TH, then I could, or he could. What were some other channels? I don't know anymore. I have to think about this. You know, good advice on what we can do, not just sitting talking about this problem, that problem. All right, so my son asked me the other day, why do you want to make a foundation? Why can't you just be yourself? Because I basically founded a foundation. But then I tried to explain to him what a foundation is for and why I think it's a good idea. And then I thought, okay, so I could sit here and make a TH episode, you know, about why it's sometimes good to have an organization, to have a company, to have this and that, and what are the differences between them, and of course that's different from country to country. But then we show the corporation, Aktiebolag in Swedish, shareholding company, well, normally then a pyramid with the leadership there and the top or whatever. The majority owner is, of course, they can look not so different. But then we have different symbols for when we talk about each one of those. And I thought, so to have a little fun, we put an apple there for foundation, and which may sound ridiculous, but then I thought, you know, it's like a, it's not that there's a flow from the bottom and up, and there are a few super rich up there who control the whole thing, but there's a flow more like within that form. I don't know where I got that from. That whatever is brought, that the big base is there in the middle, where, you know, the more people are interested in this foundation, the more they want support. That they, and also, so it's built on the support. So it's called that. Insamlingsstiftelse in Swedish, whatever that is in English. So this is the case of the one I'm working with here. And, you know, because then the board is not sitting there in order to maximize the profits for the owners or the owner, but to accomplish the good deeds, the work, the, what do you call it, purpose that the foundation is founded to fulfill, because that's what the board is there for. And if they don't follow those bylaws that are written into the founding of the very foundation of the foundation, so to speak, then they have to be replaced. So, and so on and so forth, something like that. So, but then we can get into, you know, showing them why should we have this, and in which situation, when is it best to just be yourself, and when is it good to organize, you know, have an organization. Well, in Sweden we have the, that which is called enskild firma, which means like self-employed. I don't know. Anyway, we can go on. I don't even know where this leads, but maybe.